Hi, artist. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Oh, hi, Dr. Wright. I'm calling for my friend. She's been taking Boswellia for arthritic pain, and that she's been getting acid reflux. Does Boswellia cause acid reflux?
No, ma'am. What causes acid reflux is actually that the stomach isn't making enough acid, so that the sphincter muscle that's supposed to be closed by strong acid, that's proven a while ago.
Yeah, I listened to you close. Enough, so I know all about that.
So, it doesn't close, and back comes the acid. But here's the thing, ma'am. Let's get to what she's doing all this for. And you did say arthritis pain, did you not?
Yeah.
And is this the so-called degenerative osteoarthritis, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay, ma'am. Well, then you probably have heard me carry on before about niacinamide and osteoarthritis. Now, that is so successful, I have never, ever had to refer anyone since I read about the research study done in the 1940s, and I read about that in the 1970s, and I've never had to refer anyone at all for joint replacement surgery if they get enough niacinamide into them. Now, the good news is that. The bad news is it takes 3 to 4 weeks to even start working. But as the research pointed out in the 1940s, and that research was done on several hundred people, by the way, with osteoarthritis, by the third or fourth week, you start to feel a little relief. And by the third or fourth month, the pain is completely under control. And, ma'am, that works in 95% of the folks that I've tried it for, completely under control. And it stays that way as long as we take the niacinamide. So,
yeah, I've heard about niacinamide.
You might tell her about that, ma'am.
Well, the Boswellia, isn't that supposed to help with arthritic pain? She takes
yes, ma'am,
it's not
it is,
your
but
brand, but she takes okay. 500 milligrams.
Yes, ma'am, it is supposed to help with arthritic pain, but what the niacinamide does is it gets to the reason for the arthritis and the pain, and it eliminates that reason, which is progressive cartilage deterioration. In fact, it rejuvenates the cartilage. So, I'm not going to argue here, though, and say, hey, when you got pain, you got pain. And if you got to wait 3 to 4 weeks for something to rejuvenate, you still want to solve the pain during that time. So, yes, the Boswellia in the form of the AKBA 90, I think that's the strongest and the best of the Boswellias out there, is a suitable thing to be using for that, ma'am. But
so,
if you happen to be getting acid reflux, there's one other thing to remember. You might want to check with your doctor, skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, about whether you not only need to take your Boswellia with meals, but take some hydrochloric acid with the meals so it doesn't reflux back.
Okay. So she's taken 500 milligrams of this Boswellia, and how many milligrams is your AKBA?
Oh, it's the same as it's equivalent.
Oh, it's the same.
Yeah, it's the same, ma'am. And we sometimes go higher on the dose if people need it to relieve the pain. I know some people who, while they're waiting for their niacinamide to work, were using three of them 3 times a day. I'm not kidding.
Okay. Do you have time for another question?
If it's a quick one, because you got a bunch of people waiting here, ma'am.
Really quick. Well, my blood pressure's been running kind of high, and it went in Thursday to have it rechecked, and it was over 200. So they sent me to the emergency room at the hospital.
I bet they did. I bet they did, ma'am.
Yeah, and they gave me Basotec, nitroglycerin, and they got the lower number down pretty well, but the systolic number was 180 when I left the hospital.
Now
go ahead. Hydrochlorothiazide.
I hear you, ma'am. That's a diuretic. It helps many cases of high blood pressure, but of course it doesn't get at the cause. Now, are you one of those ladies who had low blood pressure earlier on in existence and then it switched to high blood pressure? Because that does happen to some ladies.
Well, I went to my doctor yesterday. No, my blood pressure was running in the 130s and 40s.
How
but I went to my doctor yesterday, and he wants me to have an ultrasound of my kidneys because he said if the arteries in your kidneys get occluded, then that causes your blood pressure to spike.
Yeah, well, you're right, ma'am. He's right. You're right. And an ultrasound isn't going to hurt anything. It's ultrasound. It's not X-ray. It doesn't kill cells, et cetera.
Yeah,
so
I know.
I'd go do it, ma'am.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to do that.
Good. Okay, well, look, go back in your records, and if when you were in your 30s you had low blood pressure, then that does mean that this spike of high blood pressure could once again be due to adrenal malfunction. A doctor who is skilled in natural medicine will tell you about that, but that only applies if you had, relatively speaking, low blood pressure below 120 at the top number when you were in your 20s or 30s.
Oh, I don't know if I did or not, because I'm 85, and that's too far back to remember. So
I'm sorry, ma'am. Okay.
Okay.
We better go on then to some other folks waiting here. Thank you for calling.